from the Yeshiva. Well, back to Arab, I went to speak in the Medrash about the different inyanim of the Dalad Minyan. So Chazal have a lot of different inyanim that each one is connected. The two that stick out as being extraordinarily interesting. Davacha creates Hada Zavrom Shehidra Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Seina Toiva. So creates Hada Zavrom Avinu who was Eich B'Seina Toiva. Kapis Morim Yitzchak that was Kofus Vokha Gav Mizbeach. Now it's obviously Yaakov that it's Rochush Ba'alin and so on. Fine. So three we have connected, the three of us that they were very, very, each one had its own Naila and so on. Ba'arvi Nachal Ze Yosef. Ma Rova Zu Kumusha Lifnei Shloisha Minim Alolu. Just like the Arava dries out before the Shlesha Minim, so too Yosef died before his brothers. That's one. The Minim are Kineged Dimos. Sarah is Hidra Kadosh Baruch Hu Seva Toiva. Kabbisman is Rivka, who is Midah Rivka Tzadik Rosha. Vanafe it's Obis Zuleya. Madase Rochush Ba'olin Kachos Aleh Rochush Beponim. Ba'arve Nachal is Rochel, why? Ma Rovazu Kmushal Tneshoi Saminim, Kach Rochel Mesot Neachoisa. It's very, very hard to understand. Kilu, the Dalad Minim, however you want to explain it, is sort of payers of that are, there's a bit of Hodder in all of them, they're all payers that you put together, different smachim that you put together, and your Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there is one place where Ravis is, where it says Chazal Ravis is connected, people have nothing, and Bitsiruf it becomes good. It's very hard to say that that's what Chazal mean about Rochel, Imenu, and Yosef HaTzadik. It's very, very strange. I mean, it's Kilu saying that they died because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them. Kilu, is it a need of sorts? Besides the fact that it's something, it's hard to believe that Chazal mean to be Megana Yosef HaTzadik or Rochel Imenu. It's Chas V'Shalom that they mean to place them in the same position like someone who has no mitzvahs and no this. It's hard to say that. But also, we're talking about a certain Nida, a certain Inyan. They died early. They died early, whatever it was. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them early. Very hard to understand. Hadar is a din, it's machloikis, but we pass it to din all the minim. So, is this an expression of hadar of sorts? I don't know. Is this the hadar of the that it wilts and dries out? There's another chazal, another one of the things that chazal say keneged, and it goes keneged the different chelki adam. One is the Esser is saying the Lev, the Luluf saying the Shedra, the Adas is connected the Naim, and the Arovis is connected the Peh. It's also that Siruf is also strange for the following reason. In terms of Ikare Varim of a person, so the Lev is Abi Zikr, the Shedra is Ikar. They naim in the sense that they represent all senses, the ability for a person to be able to orient themselves in the world, and they naim are the obviously prominent one, is obviously very important. Any living organism needs some sort of sensory organism to get it around, and they naim. You must find out as naim it says koshes kulay on. Peh, which obviously we're not talking about peh fachilah, we're talking about peh fadibur. It's very nice. It's obviously davar chashuv and so on, but it certainly doesn't have the same parallel as the other inyanim. The other inyanim are vital, so to speak, and this is something that is kind of extraneous. It's a koyach of peh and so on. Very nice. It's very hard to understand the chazal here. So I want to try a little bit to be explaining and understand that there's a big oimik here in Chazal. It's important to try to be oimik in it a little bit. There's another prat. Both Yosef and Rachel are the amudim of Yoifi in the Bria. So Rachel is, Torah calls her, he describes her as being the Yofa. Yosef HaTzadik was the Yoifi of Yosef HaTzadik. And it's interesting that Dafka, they lechura seem to get the plain Arava. In other words, if their Mida was the, in other words, if Hodder, Yovish is possible because of Hodder. This Pashtus. Rashi does differently, but Akhapanim, the question is that that's the problem. It's strange that these two, whose Mitzias, that the Torah describes as Yoifi, is something that should be willed and should be described. That's the reason why Arava stands for Rachel Imenu, who the Torah describes in terms of a Yoifi, and the reason why who the Torah describes in terms of Yoifi is somebody that represents something that wilts. Very, very strange. So I want to be oimed a little bit on the Inyan of Yoifi and the Inyan of its Mitzias Mitzad Torah, and understand where the Mida, where there's a Mida of Yoifi, where there's a Kilkul, where there's a Tikkun, and so on. It's sugar in people's, people talk about Yoifi not being worth anything, Shakachem, Bebla Yoifi, and so on and so forth. It's not true. The Torah describes Rochim Heinu as being Yifas Torah. Esther described as Yoifi. I mean, Yoifi is something that the Torah describes, the big dekuna will chobed al tiferes, which was a type of yoifi. It's not true that yoifi is bad mida. So how do you understand it as being a good mida? How do you understand it as being a mida b'chval? It's a thing, you know. Some things are nice and they're not nice. When you want to translate into the world of midas, how do you translate? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created elyonim. That are content. Elyonim are all teichen, malachim, and so on. They're all ideas. They're all content which is not, has no presence in this world. That is the b'china of elyonim. Tachtonim, anything that's in our world, has presence, but it doesn't express anything. Because if you're not thinking of anything, if somebody is dancing, b'machshava tchila, so the dance expresses something. If somebody's drunk and he's staggering, he may be dancing, but that dance doesn't express anything. There's no smoichin, there's no sichlius that's expressing itself through the meisen person's doing. Adam was created as a ruach memalah in the sense that he has content, and the content is, and he has the ability to express it in this world, both through Dibur and through Meisim. So, Adam is the only Bria, he is distinct from Elyonim and Tachtonim, that the only one in which expression is possible is by Adam. He has, you can't express unless you have what to express, and you can't express unless you have with what to express it. You need to have content and a medium. Without one or the other, there's nothing there. So Koyach HaDibur is the Koyach of Adam to express it. Yoifi is where the external, where the packaging expresses the content. And it is a tremendous shvach. It's very much to the core of the Bria that things that are a Beis HaMikdash expresses the sublimity of it, expresses the hadar of it. All of it is expressed, the Kaddish and the Neira of the Beis HaMikdash is expressed in its Yoifi, and so on. That is Yoifi the way it should be. So Yoifi in the Bria is the, in a certain sense, the core of the Bria. The Chasham Agdula Vagura Tiferes. Tiferes is the most central midah of Eresh Baruch Hu. It's connected to Shem Yekevavke. It's essential because it expresses what's in it. That is the midah of Yefi, and that is when it is very positive. There is a kilkul in Yefi. One kilkul is if it's not as nice as it should be, if a person doesn't express the things, if a person doesn't give the kavod haroev to that which is which deserves it, if the person doesn't express it, the beauty, the words, with whatever kalim that are needed for it, that's one aspect of the lack of yefi. That's a chisaron. And then there is a second one, which is the root of the kilkul of yefi, when the thing purports to be a lot more than it really is. So for instance, a fruit, it's like a fruit. An apple, when it's not ready to eat, it's not only is it not ready to eat, it's also mechur. It's green, it's hard, it's small, or it's brown, it's rotten, it's gooey. It expresses not ready to eat, not good to eat. When it's right to eat, it's colorful, it has a certain type of pleasant firmness, the taste is sweet, and so on. But that's the Bria, that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Bria, that the Bria B'Shalim Musay has Yefi to it. But if a person takes an apple that's not ready to eat, and he paints it red, and maybe sort of crushes it a bit so that it's soft to the touch, that is the kilkul of Yefi, it's the ashchos of Yefi, because it is taking something which is meant to convey, he's conveying a false message. The message is not true to the content. And that, the shchosa, the ra that we associate with Yefi, is that type of ra specifically. When a person is not expressing nicely enough the things, that's a chisaron, and that's a lacking. But when a person is expressing something that has no cover behind it, that is Sheka, Chayin, and Hevel Yefi. That's the world of Chayin, of Sheka, and Yefi, that's Hevel. The Yosef HaTzadik and Rachel Imenu were two people. Rachel, Yaakov was Nimshach to Rachel because the Yefi was a Yefi of Emes. Yaakov was the Ishemis, and Rachel was the Yefi of Emes. When Leah was, when she felt it was Leah should be there, she hid her Yefi. She gave it over to Leah. She gave over some to Leah, not to take some that's not hers. That's the tikkun of Yefi, in the sense that it is. It's using the Yefi only where it needs to be used and when it's right to do it. And when it's not right that she should want to marry, she hides herself. Yosef HaTzadik also, the Yefi that he possessed could have been used to get something that's not his. When he draws back, that becomes Yefi Ketikunai. In the world of Tzmachim, we find fruits generally tend to last long after the pick. Fruits stick around, and they're around for a while. So we have something which is minutik from its chiyus. It's not drawing from its chiyus, but it presents itself. It's presentable. The Yerokis in general, for instance, are things that the takana for not having a kippah with Shabbos and so on. If we don't want to have yerokis that are going to wilt, things that are yerokis don't stay around. Yerokis are sensitive and they dry out as soon as they're taken off. There's a mission in the Bamitzia. Normally we started Bamitzia, well, my first Mishnah. normally possession of things is determined by who has the bylaws over it. So if I'm holding a baguette, so I'm the muhsik, the purported bylaw. What happens, the last mission in Bava Metzia is if you have two gardens and one has yerek is growing, one is higher than the other, and there's a yerek that's growing in the middle, in the wall between the two. So the Mishnah says the guy on top has a taina. If I would shave off my land, there would be no yerek. The guy on the bottom's taina is I could fill in my land and there'd be no yerek. So Meir says, since each one can outdo the other one, can stop the other one from having it. In other words, in a yerek, wherever it's drawing its unique from, that's where it is. In a tree, you have noif and ikr, and lav davka noif and ikr are the same thing. Because in a tree, the parts have a little bit of a life of their own. In a yerek, v'eichon yerek zechai, is because a yerek is called kulay mechuber and so on. That's the pshat in the Chazal over here, that the minin arava is that it's kmisha, because Rachel, why did Rachel die before? Because when they came back to Israel, there was a pgam. In other words, the relationship of Yaakov and Rachel Leah could not stay. In other words, it wasn't an appropriate relationship. There was no relationship of two Imois, two sisters Imois, from one out. So Rachel was the more sensitive of the two, and she died first. Yosef was the spitting image of Yaakov. Sai Pimis. He was he had Shvatim. But Yosef was the Yofi of Yaakov. When Yaakov died, Yosef was the first. Chazal say other reasons, but it's very possible. Yosef was the first one that when you take out, it's like when you move a plug. There are some light bulbs that, depending on what it's made of, some stay on for a little bit, some immediately go off, and the one that's more sensitive to the Sheirish and to the Mokra, that needs the Sheirish and Mokra more, immediately becomes extinguished. In other words, when Yaakov died, Yosef was the first Shevet to drop off. So, those two, Yosef and Yaakov, are the two, it's a Mila. Kmisha is a tremendous Mila, because it tells me there is no sign of Chiyus in something that's not the Etzem Chai. Take it out. A Pri pretends to be quite the Chayim, even when it's cut off from its Sheirish. It's a Chisern in Yofi. It's a Kilkul in the Olam of Yofi. When something has a Metzias that is better than its source. Gemara says, L'mashal, it's very interesting. In the world of Torah Shel Balpeh, you have Mishnayos and Braises. The Gemara says, Rebbe Leshana Chia Minayim. In other words, the Brais is much bigger than the Mishnah. The Brais is the outside one. The word Brais means outside. It's the outer Mishnah. The Mishnah is that word too large, too explanatory, other reasons. But the Gemara says, as much as the Tosefta and the Braisa are, they explain more, and they detail more, and they give more cases, and they elaborate, but they remain true to the Mokar. It's Gemara in Tainis. It says, Ilfren of Yechanan, they left Beis Medrash, they went to work, Rabbi Yechanan of Baskel, he went back, Ilfa didn't. Then it says, when Rabbi Yechanan became Rosh Hashiva, Ilfa Chlish Adas, he went up to the top of the mast, and he said, if anyone can tell me a price, and I won't tell you it's Mokar in the Mishnah, then I'm going to jump off. And they brought him a price. And the Gemara itself has many Nekudas that are interesting to talk about, but I want to stick just to this Nekuda. In other words, in Torah, there's no such thing that which is outside, I mean, it was a certain mush on himself, that even that which stands outside is valid only because it's mushrish to that which is inside. And therefore, if it's shayach in his Torah, that there's a braisa that has no sherish in the Mishnah, then it's not Torah. It's a pasulus for the person, I mean, listen to the Chazal, for the person who left what he was, the Olam of Panim of Torah, and went to Olam of Chutz of Torah, then his holding on is that there's nothing b'chutz that's not b'shut b'fnim. That's the oimik of that. I want to add, Nachmas, the Olam is a little more older, mature. One of the inyanim that the Dalet Minim are connected is the letters of the Shemus Havaya, Yud, Hey, and above, and a Hey. The Arav is the Hey. Without elaborating, the Hey, the last part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is a Hey, a Vav HaChibur, and another Hey. It's duplicate. In other words, the final step in the Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is an Inyan that is so mechuba, the Vav is a Vav HaChibur, and the last Hey is so mechuba to the Sherish Hey that it duplicates the Hey. The job of the last Hey is to duplicate the middle Hey. That's the Rava is the last Hey. In other words, the meat of that is a meat that duplicates that. It's Shpizen of Dovra Melech. And Dovra Melech's Midah was Adrabah. Dovra Melech had a lot more inside and outside. It says that when Shmuel came, Shmuel, and he was told one of Yishai's sons is the Melech, and he picked every son except for David. And on that, Akash Baruch Hu said, the Odom Yerlei Naim, talking about Shmuel Anavi, that Odom Yerlei Naim, and Akash Baruch Hu Leleva. In other words, David was Atmoini Yefei Naim. The Atmoini seems to be somewhat derogatory, it says. In terms of the money of Esau, the money of him. In other words, David was kemat, was had the leader of being the heap of that. It's very interesting. The Gemara says, Gemara Sahedrin, Gemara Bodhisattva, that there was a crown that David had, and the crown would not sit on anyone's head except for David and his children. In other words, it was a simon if the crown sat on your head, that this was your crown. So there's two different Hasbaras in Rashi, two different places. In one place he says, I assume it's Chazal somewhere, I didn't look it up, that inside the crown there was a rod, and which meant that you could not put the crown on anybody's head, unless there was an indentation in the head that allowed for the rod to sink into. The Kesser of Malchus is something which can, in other words, it can sit on top of the head, which means it's not the person himself. It's kilo on top of him. It's not the person. Whatever that indentation was, whatever Milo Mida it was, the Pshat was, the Kesser was really a chelik of the person. Because the Havchana of Malchus face David was Havchana of things that the Etzim belonged there. It says Misha Hoil Me Akesa. In other words, if it's just on top of it, if it's smeared on top, then it has no kim, it has no mitzis. The in Avodas Hashem Bechlau, it's the Yoifi is really the entire scope of Avodah. Yoifi means the expression of the Teichen. All the world of Maisa Mitzvahs, the world of Tefillah, the world of Dibur, and that's why the Peh, in other words, the Aravos are the Peh, same thing, it's the Chelek that expresses. That's really Avodah. And everything we're supposed to do is an expression of some Teichen, some Havana, some Tfisa, some Emes, some Shem Vakarish Baruch Hu, some Yichud, all the Ribah. If a person, the mid of that mid of Yoifi, has two chesronis, when we fall short, and on that the tkufos of tshuva, of sashmei tshuva, of meroyim, and so on, are the avoda. A person examines what he fell short in doing, and when a person is attacking that, the person, the full, the creates hodder. The dinner, the only mitzvah. I mean, Tosfos and Rashi are chaylik about the hodder of esrog and lulav, whether it belongs to zekel aveyah or it's a separate din. But eich shaloyeh, the world of hodder, the world of yoifi is expressed in these minim. It's the pharaohs of Klal Yisrael, and that's the beauty of it. Once we were attacking ourselves, we have what to express ourselves with, and so on. But the hodder, it is the beauty of the yoifi, that the yoifi doesn't sit outside the person. That the yoifi is not something slapped on the person, but it's something mushrash in the person. Someone told me an extraordinary story. Steph said over it. This was a person who in his younger years was a wild and didn't do much and so on. And then he changed, improved, and got very tundarna at Yisrael. He was learning Torah, and Rav Al-Fuski, he should do well. So on. It was very mashpian, and the person really became a big bentar. He decided to move to, and push to do better, to put on a garbo. And he went and he asked, is that Rav Al-Fuski? I know, I had Rav Al-Fuski actually in 8th grade. He was my Rebbe. He's not well anymore, unfortunately. And he told him no. And he said, if you put on a gargle, you'll daven a lot better. But it's going to be because of the gargle, not because of you. And that's not emes. If you'll work on yourself, and you'll daven better because you're davening better, when you reach the point that you should be at, then put on a gargle. It should be an expression of that which is there, not something slapped on, okay, at the outside. In the world, Adkan, in a certain sense, until the Arava, the Ovis and the Moros and all the Nyanim, it's establishing expression. The Arava is the Chelek that keeps the Chibur. The Godol and Yoifi is the one that keeps the chibur of the Sheirish, and it's beauty that it's kamkamish. It's a very interesting diuk. It doesn't say that it dies. The word kamkamish in halacha, by the alminim, is if it's yavish, means it's dried out, and the sheir is that it disintegrates, whereas kamish is it's sort of wilted. The Yerushalmi says that you can test klei akerem when you pull out the plant, and you see how long it takes for it to dry out, is how long it was dead. Once something is dead, once it's yavish, you can't tell on it how long it's been out. Once something is powder, it's powder. When something is wilted, like Yerushalmi says, by its wilting process, the wilting process is edus on how long it's been out. There's a mila. When a person's chitzonius, it expresses the emes of it. The knisha is a yifi because it tells me edus ne'emana. Just like my chius it tells me that my chius is a product of a real shoresh and not just a shoresh meduma. That's where the oimek ha'yifi lies. When they finished all the on the last day of Hashanah Rabbah, when they finished the hakafis, they used to lean their rovis on the mizbeach and say yoifilach, yoifilach on the mizbeach. The rovis are the anchor of yoifi lies in the rovis dafka. So, together with all the milas and midas tovis that a person brings into himself when he does right, does what he should do, and is mehader on it. Certainly what a person has a chiyuv to do, he has no choice. Even if it's not holy day, he has a chiyuv to do it. Not being a mai from chiyuvit. But in the world of Lefnim Meshor HaSadin, the world of Hidur, in the world of all those inyanim, in a certain sense, they're the Iker, because a person is there to express Emes, and to express Torah, and to express the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Etzem Tzuras Adam. But a person always needs to make sure that it's the Yoifi is there when it's the Yoifi of Emes. And when we finished everything, the branch that tells us that it's Emet, that's Yoifi, Yoifiloch is Dafke the Aravos proclamation. If a person does, and a person expresses, and a person presents, and it's all Emes, it's all coming from a Sheirish of Emes inside, it's all Mechubar to Kodesh, and its chiyus is coming from Kodesh, and not because it takes on a life of its own. That's the Yoifi that is Adam, and it's the Yoifi that's Chosim, the Avodah of this Kufa of the year.